there. Have you ever felt lost in the whirlwind of thoughts and emotions? What if you could step off life's treadmill even for just a moment? And how can we transform ordinary moments into extraordinary insights? And what secrets do calm and collected minds hold? Today, we're going to dive into the high vibe practice of Vipassana and what's also known as insight meditation. I want to introduce you to the power and the consciousness calibrations of it to help you pause and reset and better navigate your inner landscape with a tool that's highly effective. That's an introduction to this month's free tool for transformation and discussion topic called Insightful Awakening, the Profound Practice of Vipassana. But before I get into today's tool and topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness and founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. With these powerful freebies each month, I intend to curate tools for personal transformation that calibrate above 200 on the scale of human consciousness, which is the minimum level required to help you shift in any way, shape, or form. And what I curate for you is intended to be helpful, transformative, and constructive. I'm going to introduce you to luminary healers, visionary teachers, best-selling authors, and celebrated agents of change who can help you shift on some level, whether it be the emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, or in this case, all levels. And today is no exception. Now, if you're new to this podcast, I'm going to encourage you to go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, where you can access all of my playlists, but most importantly, the foundational basics one, so that you can come up to speed to what the heck we're talking about around here when I give you these calibration numbers and I say, do the math. So let's get started. But before I dive into today's topic, I want to remind you to stick around for this week's featured calibration from consciousnesscalibrations.com. This one's a good one. I love it, and it's relevant to what we're talking about today. And I know you're going to love hearing about it as well. So stick around to the end for that. So today, we embark on a journey into the heart of mindfulness with the practice of insight meditation, which is a transformative technique that has its roots in the earliest teachings of Buddhism. And it should be no wonder to you people interested in calibrations that Buddhism and Hinduism are two of the highest calibrating practices in the world. Like, they're up in the 800s and 900s. Just so you know. So we're talking high-level truths. And not everyone can walk the path of the Buddhist, for sure not the Zen Buddhist. It's a radical pursuit. So, now, and although we won't be interviewing these teachers directly, this episode and this month's tool for transformation are by the teachings of two world-renowned meditation teachers by the name of Sharon Salzberg and Joseph Goldstein, whose work has popularized this practice in the West. This is more of an Eastern practice. You know, it's a yoga practice, Vipassana. And I am thrilled to guide you through today's exploration of insight meditation, also known as Vipassana. This powerful technique has been practiced for thousands of years. Its effectiveness has been endorsed by countless meditators, including Sharon Salzberg and Joseph Goldstein, who have spent their lives sharing this wisdom with all who are eager to listen. So before I dive into defining Vipassana meditation, I want to share the energy or level of consciousness of this mindful practice. According to consciousnesscalibrations.com, the practice of Vipassana meditation calibrates at 490 on the map of consciousness. And this is pretty darn high and holds what I would call higher truths or spiritual significance when you're getting into these levels. Though it's still of the mind in the 400s. Okay, just so you know, it's still of the mind. And when I describe it, you'll understand, like, oh, it makes sense. Again, I want to remind you that higher doesn't mean better. It's just a different energy. And you may not be ready or aligned with this level of meditation practice yet. Or you may be beyond that because you're beyond the mind. You want something that's more love, heart-centered in the 500s, which there are plenty of those as well. This is still a high-vibe practice with a different kind of approach to it. And if this is interesting to you, calibrations of different types of meditation practices, and you may find one that you can't do or you hate, and there could be a reason for it, I invite you to go to consciousnesscalibrations.com and do a search. You can do a search on the word meditation, and a whole bunch of topics and calibrations are going to pop up, spanning many levels of consciousness. And you're going to find all different types of meditation practices I've never heard of. They're high-level stuff, for sure, in the 500s. And you're going to find some apps, meditation apps, that calibrate below 200, which I love to share in my quizzes. It's like that's like literal brainwashing. It's really sabotaging your energy field to listen to stuff that holds no truth or has lower consciousness. And again, this is not to shame the app creators, because they likely don't know better because they're in the consciousness and it feels right to them. But, you know, just be aware that lower consciousness is what it is and you want to avoid it at all costs unless you like sabotaging your life. So, but again, the 490 is 10 to the 490th power on the map of consciousness. It's a pretty high level. And I always like to find other things swimming around in this pool of consciousness. So here's what I found. This one's interesting. It's another meditation by Joe Dispenza. And Dr. Joe Dispenza has a pretty high level of consciousness. It does tend to go up and down based on calibrations I've seen. But his teachings are typically of higher consciousness. Some are in the 500s for sure. But the blessings of the energy centers meditation calibrates at 490. So here's similar energy. And you can, in this particular meditation, if you'd like to get guided, which I do, like I can't sit still, I'd rather listen to somebody. So here's something that's useful and high powered where someone else is guiding you. And in this one, Dr. Joe guides you to place your attention on each one of the energy centers of your body, also known as your chakra system, to influence them from a state of incoherence, which is disease, into a state of coherence, which is balance and harmony. So love that one from Dr. Joe Dispenza, someone high vibe that you can trust, and you're not going to get brainwashed into some garbage consciousness by listening to the blessings of the energy centers. This other thing that came up, which I absolutely love, because if you're familiar with Dr. David R. Hawkins, for whom this podcast is based on his decades of research into consciousness and calibrating the energy fields of everything that ever was and ever is and is, you're going to love his The Letting Go Deck, which is 44 inspirational cards to experience the power of surrender. And this deck features beautiful artwork and inspirational messages drawn from Dr. Hawkins' famous work. And users will learn how to work with painful emotions such as fear and resentment and gain greater self-awareness. Okay, I'm a big card deck lover. And if you're new to the mechanism of letting go or how to move blocks to what you really want, this would be a great starter kit for you. Without having to read his books, because his books are pretty high level, which I still recommend because they're going to shift you. But at 490, they're more digestible for most of the audience. Highly recommend that. I'll have links to this good stuff in the show notes of the podcast below. Okay, so that's the pool of 490 and the energy of Vipassana meditation. So let's dive in a little deeper and find out what it's all about. So Vipassana encourages us to see things as they truly are, sharpening our awareness of reality and fostering a profound sense of peace and understanding. It's about examining our experiences with a clear and focused mind, learning to untangle the complex web of thoughts and emotions that often dominate our lives. Now, I want to take a moment and appreciate what this means and to consider what I just shared in last week's episode. And last week's 1001 Ways of Being of Higher Consciousness episode calibrated the statement, "The pursuit of truth is an end undertaken for its own sake." That's a 460 calibration, or 10 to the 460th power. That's essentially what this is saying. Vipassana encourages us to see things as they truly are, sharpening our awareness of reality and fostering a profound sense of peace and understanding. Hello! A little tool there for you is Vipassana meditation. If you want a pursuit, if you'd like the pursuit of truth as an end undertaken for its own sake, this could be one of your list of rules to live by, which is mine, kind of just totally consciously now, but you know that was my intention from the start of this podcast. So this meditation is going to help you align with these high 400 energy fields, which is pretty interesting that the episodes in the last, since the beginning of the year, have been swimming around in the pool of the high 400s. Just saying. Okay. So back to the practice of insight meditation or Vipassana. So we're not just sitting quietly. We're engaging in an active process of observation. So this is where the mind gets involved a bit, and hence the 400 level calibration likely, because we're in the energy of the mind. And it's a mental workout that strengthens the mind's ability to concentrate and remain present, free from the distractions of past regrets and future anxieties. And this is super interesting to me because I'm talking about swimming around in, you choose a magnetic field like the pursuit of truth, right? I've chosen that magnetic field, the pursuit of truth for its own sake. And this topic of I'm distracted from past regrets. I'm kind of spending a little more time than I care to on past regrets. It's coming up in this discussion here right now. So very interesting how once you start to observe these attractor fields coming into your awareness, that they're going to start clumping together, right, in a pool. It's a magnetic pool of all these brass tacks are coming to the magnet, and they're showing up like, oh, I'm swimming around in this pool right now. So to dwell on distractions of the past and have fear about future anxieties doesn't serve you at all. They're low-level attractor fields that you don't want to get involved in. It's like, okay, I understand it doesn't, you're sabotaging yourself by looking at the past at all. Maybe you look at past things that were successful and you appreciate them and you recognize that just to step into your own sense of self. You know, that's a good way to look at the past to remind you of who you are and your capabilities. So anyway, that's just my observation of what's coming up here, what's showing up in topics for the podcast in the last couple of weeks and in my own life and my own interests as well. But they're all, you know, I know they're of interest to all of us because we're all listening today. All right. Now, if you're new to meditation or if you've been meditating for a while but haven't tried insight meditation specifically, you might be curious about how it's practiced. So the beauty of it lies in its simplicity. And simplicity on the map of consciousness is in the 500s, which is pretty interesting to understand. Keep it simple. Simple is of higher consciousness. Very interesting to just consider and like take into your awareness and accept. It's like, okay, do the math. Simplicity's in the 500s. I'm much better off keeping it simple than getting too involved, which I have a tendency for complication. So I do my best. I'm doing my best to choosing the attractor field of simplicity and all that I am and do and have in this life. Okay, so here's the basic framework of a vipassana, or insightful meditation. So first you're going to find a quiet and comfortable place to sit. And again, if you're in the car, you don't necessarily want to be doing this, but come back to it and do it, and I'll talk you through it. And although you'll remember this, it's pretty simple. Okay, so it could be on a cushion. You can sit on a cushion, on the floor, in a chair, or anywhere you won't be disturbed, right? And the important thing is to keep your spine straight but not rigid, allowing for a natural breath. Now, it's no wonder I'm in this attractor field of in the high 400s right now, that this week I discovered a hand mudra from my favorite hand mudra book called Mudras for Healing and Transformation by Joseph and Lillian Lepage. Killer textbook, high vibe textbook on mudras. A great resource if you're a yoga teacher, meditation teacher, or a holistic health practitioner, or whatever, anyone in the healing profession. This is an incredible book, and these mudras are like magical for me, like instantaneous for me. I'm super sensitive to energy, and I always have love and appreciation every time I get a mudra, so I've kind of built up my like, oh yeah, this is going to work right away, and it does. So anyway, there's a hand mudra for meditation that you can find in this book, or you can Google. It's called, let me find it here in the book. It's called Dhyana Mudra, and it's spelled Dhyana, and it's the gesture of meditation for experiencing effortless meditation. And I got to tell you, when I held this mudra, I immediately was kind of rooted into the energy of it, like immediately brought present into the intention of what this mudra holds, right? So I'm sensitive to the overall intent of this mudra, which is certainly high vibe. I'm not sure what the vibration is, but again, over at consciousnesscalibrations.com, a lot of people have been asking about the calibration of different mudras, and the ones that have been asked about are like in the 600s. I'm like, holy crow. Again, higher doesn't mean better. But this one, highly recommend it. And I'm going to describe it quickly, but you might just want to go Google it and watch someone do it or get this book, Mudras for Healing and Transformation. And they have a card deck too, which, love card decks again. I would recommend this. Okay, so you know what? I'm not going to describe the mudra because I want you to just go look it up, see how to use it, because I don't want to drag out this. This is not a mudra lesson today. It's something else. Okay, so this is a great way to do any meditation, is to hold this meditation mudra. Killer, really way to ramp it up. So as you sit with your breath, okay, never mind. Hold on, let me get back to where I am. Okay, once you're settled with the mudra in your hands, you don't have to have it, but I would recommend it. Especially if you're fidgety and you tell yourself you can't meditate, this is going to bring you in. It's going to root you in to do this. Okay, so once you're settled, close your eyes and simply observe your breath. Notice where you feel it most prominently. Maybe it's in the nostrils or in the rise and fall of your stomach. Don't try to control it. Just witness it as it is. And as you're sitting with your breath, other sensations are going to arise. You might feel an itch, hear a sound, or become aware of your heart beating. And if you're fidgety like me, you'll go for the itch. Like, oh, you know, you'll be distracted easily. So again, that hand mudra is going to keep you from distraction pretty quickly if you're as sensitive as I am to the mudras. So whatever you notice, acknowledge it without judgment and gently return to your focus to your breath. Inevitable thoughts are going to float through your mind, and this is where the practice really comes alive. So instead of following these thoughts or trying to push them away, observe them as if they were clouds passing through the sky. Just like watch them. And don't try to define your sky, right? Which is your inherent peaceful awareness. This is your sky. Just allow it to be. And again, you're going to return to your breath. Now, the teacher I'm introducing you today, Sharon Salzberg, who is over at consciouscalibrations.com, has been calibrated at a high level of consciousness, has often described this meditation as an opportunity to start over, not just once, but again and again. And I found this great calibration related to what she's saying here. And the spiritual practice, which is what this is, of what she's saying is starting over fresh or starting with a clean slate. The practice of starting with a clean slate calibrates at 500, according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, which is a loving energy. Like, you're loving on yourself and accepting, you know what, I'm doing the best I can. Today's a new day. Here's my clean slate. So the spiritual practice of having a clean slate is, this is from the request of somebody over in the community. They wanted to know what leaving behind what you thought you knew and starting afresh, what's the energy of that? So that statement, that request, is essentially the energy of having a clean slate. And I'm going to qualify that by saying as a spiritual practice, right? Anytime you stick anything into context as a spiritual practice, you immediately elevate the level of it, right? Your compass is turning true north like a magnet the minute you turn anything into a spiritual practice. And for those of you who cringe at that thought, like, let it go. Everything's spiritual. So accept that and do the math, okay? All right. So back to Sharon. She emphasizes the concept of starting over as a core tenet of meditation practice. And she articulates this idea as an invitation to gently return to the present moment whenever our minds wander. So Salzberg advocates for a compassionate approach to our wandering minds. Compassion is super high vibe in, I think it's 560. But at the very least, have an understanding, right, that you have a wandering mind. Accept it. It's like, okay, acceptance is 350, understanding's in the 400. So instead of harsh criticism or becoming frustrated with our incessant stream of thoughts, she suggests that we see each realization of distraction as a moment of an awakening, an opportunity to exercise mindfulness and patience with ourselves. Now, I want you to remember, self-scrutiny is a pool of shark-infested lower consciousness swimming around in the energy of 195. That energy cannot and will not help you. It will only keep you stuck in self-destructive, sabotaging ways. So every time you notice your attention has strayed, you have a fresh chance to redirect your focus back to your breath or chosen meditation object, reinforcing the habit of mindfulness. Moreover, Sharon's insights highlight the forgiving nature of meditation. And it's a forgiveness, and self-forgiveness is the energy of 350. This energy is 490, so it's kind of inherent or built into the foundation of Vipassana meditation in general is forgiving. So this practice has no failure only the continuous loop of noticing and returning, coming back to that high vibe, fresh start or clean slate we're talking about. It's always a clean slate. Every day is an opportunity for a clean slate and a fresh start in the energy of 500. It's an empowering and reassuring message that fosters resilience, self-compassion, and a sense of progress that is not linear, but cyclical, right? We're building on stuff here, not in a necessarily linear way. Like, let go of the linear mind about this. There's other things going on in consciousness that you're building upon. And the permission to start over repeatedly underscores that at any moment, regardless of past distractions or lapses in attention, we can choose mindfulness and begin again with a clean slate. Embracing the constancy of change and the potential for renewal inherent in insight meditation. So this is my segue to this month's free tool for transformation from Sharon Salzberg and Joseph Goldstein called, and this is from my conscious friends over at Sounds True. They put this all together. This is what they do over there. It's called An Introduction to Insight Meditation. This is a free webinar. Discover the Path to Sustained Inner Peace. And here's a little description of this webinar. You're going to join world-renowned teachers Sharon Salzberg and Joseph Goldstein in a free video webinar to discover A, how meditation can help you shift from stress and anxiety to genuine happiness and peace. B, why this type of meditation stands out as a timeless path to transformation and awakening. And C, mindfulness and loving kindness practices to get your meditation practice started today. And here's a noteworthy testimonial about these teachers. Goldstein and Salzberg are wise, gentle teachers who've been there and who have the genius of leading others into the majestic domain they know as well. And that's from an MD and best-selling author of Healing Words, Larry Dossey, MD. And if you're teaching at this level, this is the Vipassana meditation is 490. This is a high level that kind of is in the pool of excellence and mastery. So these guys are masters at what they do and what they teach and what they understand about insight meditation. And you can access this free webinar at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/insight meditation, all one word, or click on the link below in the show notes. And just so you know, because I like you to know, we vet stuff and people here as best we can. And whenever we can get a calibration of a spiritual teacher, as an example, like these guys, that's when I'm like, oh, let's go see what they have to share. So I'm always curating high vibe stuff that's going to help you shift in one way or another. So according to ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, Sharon Salzberg is an author and teacher of Buddhist principles, and her calibration as a spiritual teacher is of higher consciousness. I'm not going to share that calibration because that's really intended for paid subscribers only, but I can assure you she's worth following. And I don't have to calibrate Joseph Goldstein really, because I think it's fair to say he's likely of higher consciousness as he and Sharon are working together. And there's that whole, you know, birds of a feather flock together thing. And together, they're swimming around in a pool of Buddhist principles. And Buddhism has the super high vibe in the 800s and 900s. I mean, Zen Buddhism is practically a living Christ. It's not 1,000 on the map, but it's in the 900s. Buddhism for sure is 800 or above. It may be in the 900s. But regardless, we're talking pristine radical truths for someone who chooses the path of the Zen Buddhist. So they have high integrity and loving intent here, for sure. So let me tell you a little bit about Sharon Salzberg, S-A-L-Z-B-E-R-G. She's a student of Buddhism since 1971 and has been leading meditation retreats worldwide since 1974. She's influenced by her more than 25 years of study with Burmese, Indian, and Tibetan teachers. She teaches intensive awareness practice and the profound cultivation of loving kindness and compassion. She's a co-founder of the Insight Meditation Society and the Barr Center for Buddhist Studies. And she's also the author of several books, including The Kindness Handbook, A Heart as Wide as the World, and most recently, something called Real Change. Sharon's Sounds True audio programs include Embracing Your Boundless Heart and Guided Meditations for Love and Wisdom. So a lot of these high-vibe spiritual teachers work with Sounds True. In fact, Eckhart Tolle partners with Sounds True to create all of his online offerings. Now let's give you a little heads up on Joseph Goldstein. And remember, stick around. I still have our calibration of the week you're going to love. Okay, so Joseph Goldstein has been leading insight and loving kindness meditation retreats worldwide since 1974 as well, and has studied and practiced different forms of Buddhist meditation under eminent teachers from India, Burma, and Tibet since 1967. He's a co-founder of the Insight Meditation Society, the Barr Center for Buddhist Studies, and the Forest Refuge. I don't know if these two are married, but they sure been palling around for a while doing the same thing. His books include A Heart Full of Peace, One Dharma, Insight Meditation, and The Experience of Insight. Joseph's audio programs with Sounds True include the 3-volume series Abiding in Mindfulness. Okay, so that's it for this month's free tool for transformation. Again, you can sign up for this free webinar at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/insight meditation, all one word, or click on the link in the show notes below. So now for today's calibration of the week, talk about magnetic pools of attraction. Like you just keep coming into the same stuff. This is what I'm talking about when I invite you to go to consciousnesscalibrations.com and search on an energy, like today's number is 490. Search on the 490, see what comes up. So anyway, I'll come across things that just really work with the day's topic, and this one totally works, and here it is. Someone in the community asks, and you gotta be a paid subscriber to request calibrations, does meditation relate to increased income? That was the question. Or in other words, is there a correlation between practicing meditation and increased income? And according to the calibration, the answer is yes. And the energy of the correlation is 350 on the map of consciousness, which is the energy of the effect of the correlation, the capability and reality testing. And 350 is the energy of someone who is willing to accept they are the creator of their own experience. So, and they're willing to forgive themselves and others and just accept acceptance in general. This is the energy of 350. So, there's something to be said for meditation if you want to increase your income. Like, get the heck out of your way. Let go of the lower mind and the lower consciousness. You got to remove the blocks to what you want. And meditation is clearly a correlation to solving the revenue problem. Okay, so that's it for this week's episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I hope you found this episode helpful and enlightening. My name is Liz Garcia. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called foundational basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.